Dr. Ian Gilson has been treating AIDS patients for 25 years. He says in all that time, nothing's been as bad as 1993, when Milwaukee's drinking water was contaminated with a parasite called Cryptosporidium.
We began to get reports of some of our patients having diarrhea that didn't stop, and we had patients with weird stuff like an ulcer that was not related to acid, severe gallbladder disease without stones. Ultimately, by the time it was called a waterborne epidemic, we knew we had a big problem on our hands.
Healthy people who drank the water or brushed their teeth with it or ate food that was washed in it had severe vomiting and diarrhea. But people with weak immune systems, like those with HIV and AIDS, couldn't fight the parasite. And there weren't good AIDS drugs back then, so the patients just deteriorated.
I distinctly remember several patients saying, if you can't get me over this, let's just be done with this. One guy who was suffering terribly, we couldn't seem to give him enough morphine. And I ordered what I thought was a fatal dose of morphine because I thought that was the only thing that was going to help him. And it actually relieved his pain.
When it was all over, Cryptosporidium killed 103 people with HIV and AIDS. Even after 15 years, the source of the parasite is still a mystery.
The cause is not known and may never be known. There does not seem to be any obvious explanation.
Carrie Lewis is superintendent of Milwaukee Water Works. She says at the time of the outbreak, the city pumped in water through an intake pipe about a mile offshore in Lake Michigan. The prevailing theory is that sewage overflows contaminated water in the bay and that the water was pushed toward the intake pipe and entered the treatment plant. Lewis doesn't buy it. She says if human sewage was the source, people would have had to be sick to excrete the parasite, and there's no evidence of that. Some also speculate that cow manure contaminated area rivers, but Lewis says regular testing in the watershed rarely finds traces of Cryptosporidium. Lewis says she has no clue what happened, and she's okay with that. She says what's important is what's changed since then. Lewis says water testing at the time of the outbreak amounted to taking a couple of samples a day, and that was considered good.
Today we have hundreds of instruments testing the water every single second for all sorts of different parameters. So the 15 years that's gone by, it's a lifetime.
The Cryptosporidium outbreak so damaged Milwaukee's psyche that people were willing to do just about anything to make the water safe again. The city spent $90 million to extend the intake pipe farther out in Lake Michigan. The filters at the purification plants were updated, and now the water is treated with ozone, which kills Cryptosporidium. What happened in Milwaukee caused changes around the country. New federal regulations required water systems to test for the parasite and safeguard against it, and a drug was licensed to treat the disease. Michael Beach is Associate Director for Healthy Water at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says today people should have a lot of confidence when they turn on their tap.
Those types of outbreaks have virtually disappeared from the tracking system.
Many water experts say municipal drinking water in this country is now the safest in the world. They say the legacy of the Milwaukee outbreak is that water utilities are no longer just managing a system of pipes and water mains. They're in the business of protecting public health. For the Environment Report, I'm Erin Toner.